Oh, and we have a publication that has been around for many, many years called The Daily Word, and I'm going to invite Tim Simpson from our Board of Trustees to come up and read The Daily Word.
Thank you, Chrissy, and welcome, everybody. Today is January 15th, 2023, and the word for today is world peace. In the peace of God. Around the world, so many souls are joining me in prayer for peace. While the news may give more attention to points of conflict, there's a striving and yearning in the human heart for peace. My prayer supports that desire and strengthens the bonds of love that lead to greater harmony. I begin my affirmation of world peace with a soft and open heart. I am comforted as I realize the advances the world's people have made over the generations to live together harmoniously. I make an effort to live a more peaceful life and bridge the gaps of understanding between myself and those around me. I focus my attention upon our shared desire, a peaceful world of cooperation and goodwill. This is my heartfelt prayer. Those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace because they trust in you, Isaiah 26:3.
Thank you, Tim. And now I invite you to join us in our time of meditation, centering with God, and a time for prayerfulness. I will sound the singing bowl, which is the heart of the chakra of the heart chakra, and let that vibration move you, resonate within you as you hear this sound. Space, become comfortable. Feet on the ground, relax shoulders, hands open for receiving, hands placed on your knees or comfortably down for grounding. Listen to your breath, breathing in and breathing out, the sacredness of God filling your soul. Vision your heart opening. Vision your heart with jewels around it that welcomes this time of meditation, this time of connecting with God, so that we may listen to the still small voice, which is the divine essence of Sweet Spirit. We gather today in this meditation together in a new year, having released last week in the burning bowl ceremony those things that we needed to let go of. We know that God carries those things that we wanted to let go of, and we have released them. Today is a new day, it's a new year, ready for our transformation, ready for God to speak within our soul. And in this time of meditation and prayer, We center our thoughts on you. We center our thoughts, letting go of everything that is crowding our mind, the monkey mind, the things that we have to do, the things that we should have done. And let that go and be in the silence. Be in our breath, knowing that we are filled. And with this new year and this fresh breath, we devote our full attention to God, the source of all vitality and inspiration that we need. In the beginning was God. We breathe in the expanding, glorious awareness of God, opening our heart. Peace flows like a river throughout our beings. Vision that river. On the bank you stand or sit, watching the leaves and the twigs flow down the river. Those leaves and twigs, a metaphor of the things that we want to and have let go of. And we are in the flow of life, God carrying us in this centered prayer. We are one with God, claiming spiritual authority over any stormy thoughts and emotions. Nothing can throw us off balance. Nothing can shake us. For peace replaces all of our concerns. We are now centered, calm, quiet-minded, and peaceful in this certainty of divine peace. A deep breath in, knowing that divine peace. We are the harmonious action of divine love. In the beginning, God, the harmonious power of love, attuned to the harmony of love in our body and mind, we agree with divine's love's healing and restoring power in every aspect of our lives. We claim spiritual authority to be love in action, harmonizing any discord and restoring any relationships. We hold this in our heart, knowing that divine love fills us and leads us to harmony. Every part of our body, mind, and spirit celebrates divine life. We honor the divine life that has been given to us. Divine life nourishes our bodies. We honor divine ideas flourishing in our mind. We honor the fullness of life in our dreams and intentions. And now we command every thought to celebrate divine life and to thrive in that life. In gratitude, we see abundant blessings and possibilities. In the beginning, gratitude. I live in an ever-present awareness of blessings. We see possibilities within each circumstance. We take those circumstances and hold them to highest good. We see blessings in every possibility. We hold those blessings in our heart center, knowing that they are divinely blessed. In any moment of need, we gratefully receive abundant divine ideas with which to prosper. We have many blessings and many possibilities, and we know that divine order is with us always. Our every prayerful thought blesses the world with peace. We surround our world, our community, our family, our sacred congregation. We surround them with peace. May your every breath be a prayerful prayer for peaceful solutions to all of our shared human concerns. In spiritual authority, we direct our thoughts to bless the human family with prayerful hearts that behold the divine within one another. We pray for peace, that it may prevail within and all around us. And we hold each of these prayers. We hold this meditation, listening to the still small voice of God in a few moments of silence, continuing to open our heart to receive and to give. In a moment of silence. As I hold this prayer box, I invite each of you to hold those people, situations, concerns in prayer, releasing them to God. And as you speak of those words out loud together, that is the release, and it is given. God knows our prayers before we speak them. We hold this prayer box and all that's placed within it, all of those concerns in your own hearts. We pray together as we say our words out loud. Michiana, my sweet sister and mama, Clarissa and Steve, my sweet brother and sister-in-law and mother, Reverend Sandy and David, all leaders, Kevin and John, Susan and again, we know that these words are lifted up to Sweet Spirit in that care for prayers being answered. And as we return to our own awareness of our physical bodies in this physical space that we occupy, we breathe in the spacious, glorious awareness of Mother, Father, God, Sweet Spirit, here with us always. In your name.
I am so blessed.